Welcome to the Every Nation Taipei podcast. We're here to help you know God, discover your purpose, grow in your relationships, and make a difference in Taipei, Taiwan, and beyond. We hope this message encourages you today.
Good morning, everyone. I'm so glad to be here. Great to be with the leaders. And before anything else, I just want to honor Pastor Bruce and Terry. Yeah. Are you guys blessed with this amazing pastors of yours? We are so privileged to work with them in East Asia. All right. So today I'm going to talk about formation of hope. And I bought a book with me. I didn't know why, but the book is about seeing beyond. The title of the book is Seeing Beyond. And I've been carrying it with me in my travels. And it's been made a movie called Sight. And there's a guy named Ming Wong. And he was born in China. And during the Cultural Revolution in the 70s and early 80s, his mom and dad were doctors. And he had a childhood dream. His childhood dream was to become a doctor. But they were not very rich, and there was so much turmoil in China that he had to be shipped from China to the States in 1980s. He carried with him $50. And he could not see beyond his circumstances. He was hopeless. So what am I doing here? And so he carried with him $50, and the first thing he did was go to a McDonald's restaurant. And he ordered 3 burgers. And those 3 burgers helped him to see the blessing that he was in spite of the circumstances. Isn't God good? There is a forming of hope for that young man getting ready to go to college. He didn't have a lot, he had only $50. And so today we're going to talk about that, about hope. Look at your neighbor and say, hope. All right. So this, before anything else, I have to introduce my family. So this is my wife, Sharon, when we went to the States last year for my son's graduation. So currently my son, Joshua, is now working in Maryland what's the hospital? Johns Hopkins, thank you, Johns Hopkins Hospital. So we're blessed to have Joshua, and he's coming with us to Saipan for Christmas. So where is Saipan? So people ask me, so I just put it in the slide. So putting in perspective a map, the circle is Taiwan. Down below is Philippines. And on the right side, Pacific Ocean, Philippine Sea, is that little rectangle, the Marianas. And Saipan is there. So we zoom in, and Saipan is on the top, and then an island called Tinian and Rota that compresses the Commonwealth of the Northern Mariana Islands in the Pacific. And then below is Guam. All of these 4 islands and more within the Marianas are U.S. territories. So at one point, a few weeks ago, I had an opportunity to go to the island of Tinian. And when I went to Rota, they took us to a cave. It's an ancient cave wherein the ancestors called Chamorros were staying during the pre-war era. So there's some pictographs there about turtles and a lot of things. Very interesting. But what made me caught my attention was when I went inside, there was a cut of the stalactites. You know what the stalactites are? Stalactites. And as you see that, it was a cut. It was a cut, and then the cut was down here, and it was this big from here to here. And they said that was an event happened in 1992 when an earthquake in Guam hit the island and that stalactite fell down. So from 1990, it was preserved there. And they said, that has been formed for thousands of years. And then I could see, I couldn't help myself but see a little stalactite forming. And it was just there. In my very eyes, in 2025, I saw it forming. Compared to the one that fell down, it was just a tiny drip. But it has been forming for 33 years. And it's just like a small needle. The same way today, as we look at hope, there is a formation that God brings, and it may take some time. We go through this today in our journey of faith. So let us all stand as we just take a moment to do a quick prayer. We open up with this question: what is being filled, ignited, or formed in your heart lately? All right? So if there's hopelessness, I want us to breathe it out right now. If there's worry, if there's anxiety, I want us to breathe it out right now. Because what do we want to breathe in today? We want to breathe in hope. Amen? So that's our prayer. So Lord, we pray. Lord, we breathe out what we need to breathe out today to leave room for your hope in our hearts today. Begin to breathe out what needs to be breathed out today. Breathe out hopelessness. Breathe out anxiety, worry, pain. As we pray, we ask of you, we breathe in hope in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. 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 Hope actually is a catalyst of faith. A catalyst is like if you have an old match, and for it to spark or to make a fire, you need something to catalyze it, right? So hope is a catalyst of faith. It ignites spark in us. So this is a good message for me. This is a good message, hopefully, for you as well. So hope is a catalyst of faith that we want to consider understanding deeply as we look at Romans chapter 5. Verse 1 to 5. It says, therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him, we have also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Isn't it good that God has something for us to look forward to? But he says more, not only that, but we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that sufferings produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. When you see the word therefore, it speaks a lot of things that is worth considering. You need to pause and say, what is the Apostle Paul speaking here? And in this passage, we see that it gives us a framework that therefore, and gives the answer why there is a conclusion. And the conclusion is that you have been justified by faith. If you have been justified by faith, if you have been set free from darkness into light, this is our outcome. This is how we respond. This is how we consider ourselves to be in a place of peace, in a place of obtaining access in faith to the grace we stand, and we rejoice in hope. To summarize that, as we are rejoicing that we are justified by faith as believers and sons of God, there is peace with God through Jesus Christ. Who here have peace with God? Who would want to trade your peace with God with anything that the world has to offer? I think no one, right? That is something that we have so much hope for, that we have this peace with God in verse 1 through Jesus Christ. The next one is that we have faith and grace in which we stand, that we are standing on solid ground. We usually don't consider where we're standing until there's earthquake. Right? In 1992, Pastor Rice Brooks was there in Guam, and they were in an 8.2 something magnitude earthquake, and they were in a hotel, and it was shaking like crazy. It is very important that you stay on the ground where it's more solid and more firm and more safe or safer. And so this is what we are rejoicing. This is the hope that we have. Are you guys grateful that whatever storms and earthquakes that come in our life, that we will be standing strong? Amen? Amen. That is great. And so he says further that we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. This is something that is a blessing for us when we have been able to grasp and understand that we have been justified by faith. And so it continues on in the next verse and says, talking about hope. Not only that, there's a hope for the future, there's a hope to come, there's a glorious hope that you will look forward to, in spite, even if you only have $50 life savings. Can I get an amen? All right. Even if you haven't even been to a McDonald's burger chain, there's something that God steers in us that catalyzes us to continue and move further. This guy Ming began to attend a college degree at the University of Maryland. And the first thing he said was he's going to finish his physicist degree and continue on with his dream to become a doctor. That's good. Man, that is a driving force for him. But you know what happened? Right after he graduated, he met with his professor, and his professor said, in order to be accepted in any medical field, you need to take the MCAT, which is an entrance exam for medicine in the U.S. And he said up front, you don't need to take that exam. You're Chinese, you're not meant to be in that field. Wow. He began to just ignore it. He worked 3 jobs. He worked at a burger place, Burger King. Who here likes Burger King? All right. He worked at Burger King. He worked at a night clerk in a hotel, and he worked in housekeeping. Ming did that for a few months until he reached an amount of $1,500 in the 1980s. That's big money for him. 1980s. And when he reached $1,500 of savings, he took the exam, paid for the exam. He took the exam. Guess what? 3 science subjects within the MCAT, he aced it. All 3 science subjects. 100% perfect score. Nicole, just like Nicole, she did, you did ace, right? Anyways, so not only that, there's so much to hope for, amen? When you are justified by faith, in our retreat, we talk about our identity in Christ. There's so much to hope for when we know that we are standing in right foundation, when we have this hope about our future glory. But guess what? Apostle Paul was not finished. He said in Romans, he says, not only that, but we rejoice in our sufferings. Wow. What has suffering to do with hope? Right? For Ming, it has everything to do with his life journey. He became an undergrad medical, I don't know what you call it, a medical student. And I'm going to talk about him, hopefully, at the end of the message. But for now, let's look at the word. It says, not only that, but we rejoice in our sufferings. Before I came here, I met with a good friend, and she said, okay, you have my time. She came with my wife, and her came to our home, and she began to pour out every pain, every suffering, every journey that she had gone through for the past year. We've been praying for it for weeks, months, years. But I said, okay, whatever's in your heart, I'm here. I'm here to listen. And I listened, and guess what? I wasn't rejoicing. It was so much. It was so much. I had a headache. And I told her, hey, sis, I have a headache right now. You know what she said? She said, that's good, Pastor. I've been carrying this headache for a year now. Thank you for empathizing with me. It's like, whoa, you know, rejoicing in our sufferings. It's not a normal response for many of us. It's not a normal response for most of us. But Apostle Paul begins to say, if we want to grab hold of this hope, the true hope in Jesus Christ, we need to look beyond our circumstances and look at rejoicing in our sufferings. Can I get an amen? 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 And so we look at that, and he follows it down word for word, phrase by phrase, and he says, what does it look like to rejoice in our suffering, and why should we rejoice in our suffering? It says, but we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. So all these to say that sufferings, with a right heart and a right response to whatever circumstances that we're facing, produces endurance. It produces character after endurance, and then character produces hope. There is a pattern that we can look at here. There is a purpose in our sufferings. But in this book that he wrote, he says, seeing beyond, the first point that Ming shared is like he could not see beyond his circumstances. It was just hard. And he's willing and he's ready to give up and go back to China at that moment's notice, at any moment's notice. But here, I want to read from the Amplified Version, verse 5 of Romans. And it says here in verse 5, it says, and not only this, but with joy, let us exult in our own sufferings and rejoice in our own hardships, knowing that hardship, what is that hardship? Distress, pressure, trouble produces patient endurance. And that hardship, distress, pressure, trouble produces patient endurance. Who here has a lot of patience? Come on, bro. All right, I love it. At the end of our retreat, we had lunch yesterday. Was it yesterday? Yeah. Yes, it was just yesterday. It felt like a week already. Wow. Yesterday, I sat next to Lewis, and he was traveling last night to Germany for a business trip, and he sent me a text, sending you a message 35,000 feet, praying for you today. And so, you know, he was asking me about my family. And as he was asking me, like, how many kids do you have? And I said, I have one. I have 23 years old. And says, only one? And then it hit me. You know, it hit me, you know, that God was dealing with me a few years ago. 2016, my wife was pregnant, and we had a miscarriage a few months later. You know, it was a hard time for us. And then as we went through that season of pain, of grief, or whatever, you know, emotion that we could muster up, you know, we said, let's go to the beach. You know what? Background, we waited. We prayed for 10 years. And 10 years after that, we had the answer. God answered. She was pregnant. We came up to the church and we announced God is good after the prayer fasting in January. We're so happy. And a few months later, she had a miscarriage. And then at that moment, we said, let's go to the beach. We went to the beach and we just said, let's just be alone. Us, you, me, and God. Let's pray together. We set up a mat, white sand, beautiful beach, and then we lie down and we look up under a tree. And then we were worshiping the Lord. I can't remember what the song was, but there was just a spark in us that the Lord was saying, it's okay. It's okay. I am with you. You know, I know what you're going through. And at that moment, we close our eyes. And when we open our eyes, guess what we saw? We saw this bird hovering over us. It was just a token of God's grace. You know, that exact type of bird. You know, this is a photo of my a friend of mine who's a photographer. And last month, it won a category for first place. And that, so I said, can I have a picture? Can I have the picture? So he has the copyright version. But anyway, the bird was just flying and hovering over us. And the sense of peace with Christ, you know, that pursuing love of God, that in the midst of suffering, that we can have hope. Amen? And with that, you know, we said, I know we're not okay yet, but we know we're okay. You know that feeling? We're not okay yet, but we know we're okay. So we trusted God. We continued on. That was almost 9 years ago. And so there is a person that says, patience with others. He's a minister in the Egyptian ministry. He says, patience with others is love. Patience with self is hope. Patience with God is faith. At that moment, God was dealing with us personally. That in order to be a blessing and a minister, to be able to minister to others, we need to deal with our hope issue and deal with the patient endurance. Say patient endurance, right? It's going to take time. Healing is going to take time. But can you let hope rise up? Be patient. Be gracious with yourself in the midst of pain, in the midst of suffering. So what is patience? Patience is not, patience is not desperately waiting in doubt, but waiting hopefully with confidence. Our confidence was that. So I told Lewis in our lunch yesterday, I says, Lewis, this is what we have come up with. When we get triggers, or when someone reminded us, I says, we speak as if we have two children. When someone asks us if we have one, how many children you have, we say we have two children. And we have a name for that child. His or her name, we say her. Her name is Jamie Miles. And our hope is that when we go to heaven, even though we haven't seen her here physically, we will meet her in heaven. Amen? God is the God of hope. It's not about wishful thinking, but it's an assurance that God is faithful to what He said He will do. And hope does not shame us. So hope, in equation, there's patience and there's confidence. Amen? God's building that up. So in essence, today, we're reminded that God will not waste our pain. God will not waste your pain. So rejoice in your suffering, because suffering produces endurance. Continue on, press on. And with endurance, it builds up your character. And with that character, produces hope. So our hope and our character, when are they developed? They are developed when we go through suffering. Don't ignore the circumstances that you're in, because He'll building something that He can only do. In the last verse, it says, hope does not put us to shame. Okay? Hope does not put us to shame. Why? Because, oh, help me out with the slide. Because, Anthony? Oh, there. Because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. God's love enabled us to share hope to others with joy. So we began to journey in our walk with God in a time of pain, and we're able, you know, to journey with those who also went through with us. So me and my wife, we were able to gather some of those who had a miscarriage. I've officiated a burial service of a three-month-old baby. It was hard. I carried it, and it's an actual baby. And I was also able to, officiate a burial for, you know, a baby still in the womb, premature baby. It was hard. But through our pain, we're able to minister to these families. God's love enabled us to share that hope to others with joy. Amen? God will help us through that journey. And so, jump forward to Romans 15. This is Romans 15, verse 13. That's not Romans 5, I'm sorry. It says, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope." Amen? Let that be our prayer today. Let's all stand as we look back at the question, what is being filled and formed in your heart lately? And for some of you who have been wondering, if you define hope, what is hope? Hope is a confident expectation and a desire for something good in the future. Amen? I know my wife is now 50 years old and she's not going to have a baby, but our hope is still glorious. Amen? Our hope is still something that we can look forward to in the future that is bright. I know some of us are going through some circumstances that is so heavy, but God is saying, see beyond your circumstances. Endure it. Walk with it. Build your character, and God will help you walk through that hope in the glory of God. So in closing, the article, the book, is Seeing Beyond. The Ming Wang, who had only $50 in his pocket, became one, if not the top eye doctor in the U.S. He had breakthrough of laser surgery. He had amazing testimony. And in his book, it says, this is a story of an atheist scientist from China coming to faith in Christ, overcoming discrimination, and making a discovery that would help give sight to millions. Out of that suffering was birthed the blessing. It was able to birth many more blessings. So let us rejoice. Amen? And let us pray. Father, we come before you and we say, Lord, you are great. How great are you, God? You are amazing. Beyond our wildest imagination. And so today I just speak life over those that are going through sufferings today. Lord, either financial struggles like Ming, or pain, loss of a loved one, or going through some persecutions in life because you are a Christian. And Lord, I pray today, Lord, that you would stir in the hearts of people, that we would not only focus on our own circumstances, but we would truly look to you as the source and the anchor of our hope. Let the dreams that has been put aside, Lord, that you revive them, oh God, tonight, today. Lord, the dreams that you have put in the hearts of people, but they have forgotten, Lord, that they have put aside, Lord, I pray that you would renew it, because this is your heart for them. Vision is priceless. So I pray today, Lord, that hope arise, let faith arise, knowing that you are the source of that joy. You suffered for us. You endured the cross for us. Lord, you died on the cross for us so that we may live and have life and enjoy it more abundantly. So I pray today, let the joy of the Lord be our strength. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen. Let's just give God praise.
Thank you for listening. We pray this message spoke to you and built your faith. For more messages like this, visit our website at everynationtaipei.com. You can also send a prayer request and reach out to us anytime. God bless you. Till next time.